Thanks very much, everybody, for coming here to the graphics room to listen to another talk about building native compiled applications that are going to work everywhere. I had the title of the slide up and realized it didn't actually say Go on the title slide, so just wanted to get that out there right away. It's very exciting to be here in the graphics dev room, to be presenting in the same place that fantastic people over the last decades have shown great new features in KD and GNOME and fantastic discussions around all of that. And hopefully I can bring something new and interesting to the room as well. Just out of interest to get this right, I recognize some faces from the Go dev room yesterday, so maybe a show of hands if people have programmed Go at all. Wow, okay, cool. Probably unusual for this room. And anybody then that is a C developer, just in case I need to go back to some common ground. Right, okay, cool. Well, thanks very much. So just a little bit about myself. Hi, my name's Andrew. It's really nice to meet you all. I am a software engineer, have been for 20 years, I think now. I've stopped counting. I work a lot in startups, either my own or other people's companies, solving interesting technical and personal challenges, building teams, all that kind of stuff. And I've written some books, gone on a couple of podcasts on the topic of building applications like the ones I'm going to show you today. I have a background in open source. If you've seen me here before, it might have been talking about the Enlightenment project where I spent a lot of my time, and before then, the Maven project as well. I started the Fine project, which I'm going to present today, to build graphical applications built on top of Go in 2018. And I have been a Go developer since 2 weeks after the project was founded. I'll tell you a little bit more about Fine as we get into it, but I didn't pick up a language I wanted to learn and decide it needed a graphical toolkit. I had an ambition to make getting into graphical application development so much easier. I knew what I wanted to achieve, and then I hunted for a programming language, and I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing to say. I wanted it to be Rust, I so wanted it to, but I couldn't figure it out. And so I picked up Go, and I haven't looked back. I've never felt more productive. My day job is at Fine Labs, which is a company that's set up to help businesses get more out of the types of platform-agnostic technology that I'm going to show. And so we have products and services that could help companies working in this space. So I don't know whether or not people would think that Go is a strange choice of programming language for building graphical applications. It's certainly what the Go development team have said over the past few years, although I think they're coming around now. They've seen how easy it is. But just to summarize the benefits for anybody that doesn't know, much like Dart in the previous presentation, it's going to allow you to write applications that compile natively to absolutely any device. So they can pretty much run anywhere, from desktops through mobiles, WASM on the web browser, through into embedded devices as well. It's important to me also that there are no runtime dependencies. These pieces of software should drag and drop or install through a store in the usual manner without any need for additional steps, no runtime setup, no hidden preconditions required to get the applications running. We may have to do some as a developer, but we take the pain so that our users get the big benefit. We're going to deliver native performance. These applications are compiled down into the same machine code at the TIN level that any piece of software built with C or other built for specific platform technology is going to offer. But fundamentally, I thought it was important to